Support for this podcast and the following message come from Deloitte, a global leader in digital transformation, helping clients apply technologies like cloud and AI to their unique business challenges. Deloitte.com/look again.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And after the Lyft IPO hype almost broke Wall Street last week, been able to take a breather. Now we can take a look at the biggest challenges that will lie ahead. And there will be plenty of them. Now that Lyft has officially made its Wall Street debut, what will the next 12 months mean? We're looking into it after these tech headlines. Facebook has removed 200 accounts, groups, and pages linked to a communications consultant who managed Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's social media campaign. The company claims individuals behind the activity used fake accounts to misrepresent themselves. The takedown compromised 175 Facebook accounts, groups, and pages, as well as 25 Instagram accounts. Fake news and the role of social media in the Philippines' political discourse has been a growing concern as of late, with new research showing that a network of digital workers are carrying out a surge of political disinformation campaigns. The journal notes that the use of social media is common in the Philippines, a country of more than 100 million people, where mobile phone networks and usage is rising very quickly amid some of the world's highest economic growth rates. Daimler's truck division will take majority stake in U.S. self-driving tech company Torc Robotics. It's part of a partnership to commercialize highly automated trucks in the U.S. The German automaker's truck unit, which includes the Freightliner and Mercedes-Benz brands, has agreed to buy a large holding in Torc without disclosing the size of the stake or the sum. However, Torc's CEO said in a statement that demand for road transportation is rising and that there is a strong business case for self-driving trucks in the U.S. And if you are keeping score, the FCC has fined robocallers a whopping $208 million. How much has it collected? $6,790. Why the disconnect? Well, an FCC spokesman said his agency lacks the authority to enforce the forfeiture orders and has passed all unpaid penalties to the Justice Department, which has the power to collect the fines. Many of the spoofers and robocallers the agencies try to punish are individuals and small operations, which means they are at times unable to pay the full penalties. There were 26.3 billion unwanted robocalls made to U.S. mobile phones alone in 2018. Ajit Pai, chairman of the FCC, acknowledged that few penalties have been collected, but that he is working to change that. Coming up, now that Lyft has officially gone public, looking at the long road of challenges that lie ahead.
AI, blockchain, smart cities, the digital transformation happening now makes the seemingly impossible doable. At Deloitte, we help clients harness these powerful technologies to improve business and the world. Deloitte.com/look again.
As you may have heard, Lyft went public last week, debuting Friday in what is shaping up to be a gangbuster year for tech IPOs. Lyft's shares jumped 21% in their stock trading debut as investors gobbled up the first public trading opportunity to buy into the future of ride-hailing. The $87.24 opening price gives Lyft a valuation of roughly $30 billion. But wait, there's more. Pricing its IPO at 72 cents a share late Thursday of last week, as first reported by the Wall Street Journal, the IPO raised $2.3 billion, marking the first big tech IPO of 2019 in a year that may break records for IPO dollars raised. But before we get too excited, The Wall Street Journal's Lee Hawkins explains that there are plenty of investor concerns. Let's talk about that whole losing a lot of money thing.
The company's $911 million loss last year was the biggest of any U.S. startup in the 12 months preceding its IPO. Last year, Lyft spent $1.3 billion on marketing and incentives like discounted rides to help rev up market share, averaging out to an operating cost of about $2 per ride. Investors had hoped for incentives to end years ago, but now many of them expect they'll taper after the IPO since Lyft won't be racing to raise capital. The company also hopes to lower insurance costs, one of its biggest expenses, as it gains greater share.
And yes, we are getting to that elephant over there. It is in the room. Its name is Uber, and perhaps remains its biggest challenge.
Its toughest rival, Uber, could be better positioned for growth. Uber's portfolio includes a meal delivery service and long-distance freight, while Lyft is limited to the ride-hailing business in the U.S. and Canada. On top of all that, Uber just agreed to acquire Middle Eastern rival Careem Networks in a $3.1 billion deal that could help Uber reach 1 billion users as it prepares to go public later this year.
Wall Street and the rest of us will closely be watching all that lies ahead for Lyft and the many other big tech IPOs of 2019. You'll want to make sure you stay up to date with the latest at WSJ.com. Wrapping up the tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.